question this evening has to do with the, I guess you call it the quality of the seeker who is in need of a certain thing or person or experience in the life. And then without any real planning, it seems to come about that the needs are met. And we would like to ask about the synchronistic happenings that occur for the seeker of truth. Is there some way that we can harmonize with these? Is there some value to these that we should be aware of?
We are those known to you as the principal of the Kuul. Greetings in the love and in the light of the one infinite Creator in whose service we come to you this evening. We thank you for the privilege of being asked to join your circle of seeking and to share our humble opinions. As always, before we begin to talk about synchronicity and serendipity and the spiritual energies which create such experiences, we would, as always, ask each of you to use your discernment and your powers of discrimination as you listen to what we have to say. Choose those thoughts which seem useful to you. But please, if they do not seem to be your personal truth, leave them behind. This will enable us to offer our opinions without feeling that we may be infringing upon your free will or disturbing the appropriate rate of your spiritual process. I thank you for this consideration. You have asked this evening about the quality of the seeker's life that seems to gain more and more ascendance as the seeker continues to ask for truth. We certainly confirm and validate that quality. You are not wrong to notice it or to depend upon it, for it is a reliable portion of the kind of life that is led by a person who ultimately realizes that those things that are not seen and cannot be measured have a very powerful reality that undergirds all that is seen and all that can be measured. The life of one who has awakened to the call of spirit to make a choice of how to serve the Creator is built into the web of life in such a way that it is as though each seeker were upheld and closed about with a web of love and support. as a seeker becomes more aware of the process of seeking and becomes more responsible in living as a seeker each moment of each day, and not just, as this intro would say, on Sundays at church. This faculty of that web of love becomes more and more prominent in the experience. You see, each of you has prepared carefully for your present incarnation. Out of a nearly infinite array of previous incarnations, harvests of relationships and gifts, you have packed a very light suitcase for this incarnation, and in it you put those relationships that you have agreed to take part in. For your and for their mutual aid, one to the other. You have packed just the gifts that you need in order to offer that which you feel is what you wish to give in this incarnation to your fellow humans in this tribe of Earth and to the one infinite creator. You have even packed into that overnight bag, shall we say, some challenges, some limitations, and some fail-safe measures that when activated shall recall your mind to the service at hand. And you are surrounded with many, many unseen helpers from your guidance system or higher self to inner masters, angels, and those who vibrate in a way which is congruent with your desire to serve. Some in this group have attracted nature spirits, divas, powerful primal energies of planet Earth who have realized and appreciated your vibrating in harmony with their vibrations. All of these unseen energies love you to an extent almost impossible to imagine, because my friend's love among your people is so often measured, conditional, and insipid, if we may use a word which indicates that the original thought of the one infinite creator, which is unconditional love, is stepped down and stepped down and stepped down in its power. As you move from love of the creator to love of a mate or a child or a friend or a certain dish that you love to eat, so that there is an insipidity to the love that you are used to and that you experience in your everyday life. Yet we speak to you of those essences, entities, and energies who have never departed from the unconditional and vastly creative love of the Infinite Creator. And we would at this time transfer this contact to the one known as Rumi. And we are those of Google.
We are those of Google, and we are with this instrument. Search the mind for words with which to continue. Instrument is not sure how to pick up our concepts, and so we transfer the contact to the one known as Lorena. Here those of Kor.
We are those of Kuo and are now with this instrument to continue the analogy of the suitcase that each of you packs for this incarnation. Let us take this suitcase to your destination, the body that you inhabit, the home that you inhabit. May we suggest that this is like going to a friend's house. You've packed those things that you need, that you find to be a comfort to you, that will be helpful for your journey. But once at your friend's house, you have an entire house and loved ones around you with which you can depend. These loved ones, these friends that you are with are those such as your higher self and your guides and other nature spirits and so forth that dwell around you. When you abide in their house, they wish to be good hosts. And when you show appreciation and gratitude for having them welcome you, they are most happy to give to you whatever it is that you might need while you have your stay in their place of residence. None of you are alone on this journey. And those things that you need are right there. The towels you do not have to pack. Those are in the bathroom for you to use. You do not need to bring food. Your hosts will provide that for you. And the more closely you come into companionship with those around you, those unseen ones around you, the more their home becomes your home, and their things become your things, such that you no longer have to ask for a glass of water. You have the privilege of going into the kitchen and getting your own glass of water, and they think nothing of it, and you think nothing of it. It is merely a creature comfort that you may observe in the comfort of this well-known home away from home. Let us now speak about gratitude. The lack of gratitude is a measure of separation. It is a ego-filled dependence that says, I will take care of myself. I have packed everything that I need, and I need nothing from you. When that occurs, your hosts agree and feel that they do not need to supply you with anything, if that is your wish. When you drop the ego and say, thank you for having me in your home, I appreciate that which you have. It is with this appreciation that a connection is built between yourself and those forces around you. The stronger this connection is, the greater your gratitude is, the more a oneness is formed between you and those unseen forces. That which you need is always present in your life. It is as simple as looking about yourself, reaching out and taking that which you need in a way that is not prideful in the haughty sense of the word, but one which acknowledges the light. This instrument is feeling the sensation of an extreme closeness, if you will, such that she feels space has been condensed and those things which are outside of her are so close to her that they are up against her skin. It is this collapsing of space that illustrates the closeness and oneness with which that which you need is so near. It is almost a part of you without separation between you and the other thing. It sounds trite for us to say it once again, but the truth is that all is one. The Creator serves the Creator, and when the Creator realizes this, we say this to be the Creator within the person, knowing that the inner self is one with the rest of the outer self, then that which is needed is already a part of the self. We now wish to pass our contact on to the one known as Lin. We are those of Kuo.
We are those of the principal of the Kuo. We are now with this instrument. We greet you again in love and in light. My dear brothers and sisters, we would reiterate upon the topic of seeing the Creator within oneself. You observe the wonders of higher densities, those that can manifest their every need into being. And quite often, many of this plane feel burdened down by the physical limitations. We would have you know that it is very possible for you to manifest everything you would need in this lifetime, not only in the next. Since you have chosen to incarnate in this density, there are limitations that may at times seem to you as a hindrance, and yet your eternal soul proceeds on ever unhindered, working alongside you, working within you in ways your intellect may not always realize. Consider, if you will, a map that you have given yourself before incarnating here. And now your soul is guiding you along this map. You follow the roads to the landmarks you have laid out before this life. And though the burdens of this world do not always allow you to see the map, it is within you. And your soul continuously guides you along this map. We would say to you that you have but to ask, and there are a multitude of hosts who would rally to your side. It seems that many in this incarnation feel that they are not worthy to call upon the aid of things they can scarcely comprehend. And yet we would have you know that each of these things, from smallest to the Creator itself, rejoice unbelievable joy every time even the smallest flicker of a soul reaches out into that light and longs to take that step. And there are thousands of millions who would drop everything they are doing to give you what you need. This combination, this guidance within yourself, it connects perfectly. It overlaps with the guidance without. And instead of a two-dimensional map, it becomes three-dimensional. You have the power to create that which you need. We would now pass on this contact to the one known as Jin. We are those of the Kuo.
I am Kuo, and am with this instrument. to continue. Each of you has an abundance of helpers and friends upon the unseen world or invisible planes who are quite happy to aid you in the realization of your desires of a spiritual nature. For you have come to this incarnation to follow the desires that have been laid as seeds in the ground of your previous incarnations and have sprouted, flourished, and are reaching their culmination in this present incarnation. As you experience the great variety of desires, directions, propensities, and learnings and services that are available to the seeker of truth, you develop certain, shall we say, needs that will aid you in the completion of these experiences. The creation is one thing. It is the Creator. Within it you move. And the various other portions of the Creator that have associated themselves with you move in harmony with you to aid in this process. You may not be aware consciously that you have a certain need, a certain piece to the puzzle, if you will, that would enhance your learning and your service. It is not so much that these are brought to you by your teachers, guides, and friends, but that there is within you an opening made that was previously blocked, that now open allows the attraction and realization of that which is needed. We would transfer at this time to the one known as Karma. We are those of Quo.
We are those of Quo and are again with this instrument greeting each again in love and in light. You may consider your experience of life on the metaphysical level as though you were an energy nexus with clear boundaries in terms of your energy field. And yet with many points of congruency with the energies which surround you. This gives you the model of all of life vibrating, whether the life that is vibrating is yourself, entities about you of a human nature, entities in second density, entities in first density, such as your crystallized rocks, which have a good deal of presence in them, or trees, places, elements, powers such as the wind, the earth, the fire, and the water. the outer realms of your physical illusion are in themselves, as this instrument was saying earlier, open to interpretation as a dream. Because the medium of your energy field is so incredibly sensitive to the energies that are about you. And the energies that surround you are likewise and mutually very sensitive to you. So there is a pulsating, vibrating, scintillating radiance to life in which at each of these points of congruency with the world about you that is largely unseen, but ever near, there are in streamings that are possible, and they are in streamings so fine that they are made of light. Consequently, when you are viewing the serendipities and the spiritually interesting coincidences that are more and more a part of the texture of your life, you may be aware more and more of the incredibly intricate and yet utterly harmonious workings of thought. It can be said that it doesn't matter what you think. Yet we would say to you that it matters greatly what you think, and that each and every thought that you have is a journey into power. How shall you use the power of your being? How shall you use the Creator within, which is present in every thought? We would at this time transfer this contact to the one known as Rumi. We are those of Ukuo.
We are those of Ukuo. We hold up this instrument. And we are going to move. The one is Lorena, thanking this instrument here at those, of course.
We are those known as the principle of Kuo and are with this instrument. How indeed do you use the essence of the Creator within? How do you use the gift of your presence on this earth? By what means do you employ this precious human incarnation that you are given, in which you have found awareness of the spirit within? Many upon your planet go about their daily lives in sleep. They wake up. They get ready for their day. They fill themselves with busyness. They eat. They copulate. They use the facilities. They have beers with their friends, and they are asleep. They are asleep while they are awake. And while they are asleep, they don't remember, upon waking, the dreams that they had that would help them to awake. At some point in each of the lives of those that have come to form this circle, you were nudged. The alarm clock was effective. You roused yourself to the light streaming in through the window, and you opened your weary eyes and looked around. Now is the time to say, thank you, oh my God, thank you for waking me up. And now that you are awake, what will you fill your life with? How will you use this opportunity? In what way will you use the Creator within? The first way to use the Creator within is simply to fill yourself with light. Open yourself up, look up to the sky, open your arms, and stand so that the light might fill you. This is the first service, simply to allow the light to come through you. The second portion of this service is then to move as the light would direct you. When the light gives you an impulse to turn this way or that, it would be helpful to abide by this light and move in that direction. This is what we call service. To be filled with this light, and then to recognize the direction with which this light would have you move, to mingle with all of the other light that is the Creator, so that your will is also the will of the Creator. This instrument often finds herself doing something inane, having a fantasy while laying in bed before sleeping of something or another that she finds pleasurable, and then rousing herself out of this and saying, what help is this to me? This is not serving my purposes in this incarnation. This is a waste of my time. Let me do something better. Either that is to get up and sit in meditation, or to rest the mind so that sleep may overcome her and she may have, as the one known as Lynn has commented on, those lessons in the night that make us better upon waking than we were upon going to sleep. What is it that you fill your lives with that might be unhelpful to you? That you are perhaps wasting your time with? We would at this point like to say that not all trivialities are a waste of time. Certainly, the Creator moves in pleasure also. The enjoyment of dancing while listening to a good song, having a conversation with a friend. All of these are opportunities to fill yourself with light and move in the Creator and serve. Simply by being, you are serving. However, we would also note that there are times when each of us becomes bogged down, as you will, in those things which do not matter. We put such great importance on so many things that do not matter. We have done it ourselves as we have lived all portions of densities. You do it on up through your spiritual evolution. It is something all humans experience on planet Earth. It is part of your incarnation. But you are also blessed in this incarnation with realizing that you have the opportunity to choose whether or not to continue doing something that is not helpful or spiritually skillful, and pursuing that which is more helpful or spiritually skillful to your purpose for incarnating. It is when fulfilling those things that are helpful for your incarnation that those tools that you need are then at hand for fulfilling this purpose in this incarnation. When you move in the light of the Creator, it directs you to those instances and circumstances that you would need. In the unrealized state, you call these coincidences. Realizing that coincidences are not merely coincidental is a further step in moving in the light. We now transfer our contact to the one known as Lin. We are those of Kuo.
We are those of the Kuo, and we are now with this instrument. We greet you all once again in love and light. We would like to speak to you now about the concept of opportunity and how you see opportunity come before you. As the one known as Lorena spoke of, there are many in this world who are asleep, who simply do not see the opportunities laid out before them, the things that are all around us. Often we may become too busy to observe them, yet they are always there. Many think that these signs, these nudges must occur in a dramatic fashion. And yet we say to you that opportunity comes in many forms. This instrument has a great fondness for dreams. We would say that dreams are powerful opportunities. For in your dream state, you are unhindered by the change of this world, and in your sleep, you are more awake than you have ever been. The fantasies you entertain, the worlds you imagine, the stories you write, the pictures you paint, the simple things in nature that draw your attention, these, my friends, are all opportunities waiting to embrace you, and you must simply seek, look, and every moment, every detail will become a marvelous coincidence. For when those who are asleep awaken, the things they encounter seem so new and amazing because they have paid them no mind in the past. And it would seem that miracles have descended upon you. And yet we would... say to you that as you progress in your spiritual evolution, you will no longer see these things as happy turns of chance, but see that being in itself is a grand opportunity, and that each passing second in which you endeavor in this incarnation, there is a miracle capable of moving mountains. We would now transfer this contact to the one known as Jin. We are those of the Kuo.
I am Kuo, and greet each again in love and light through this instrument. As you become reattached to the greater self that is you, the resources of this self are made available for your seeking. They may be in one form or another as the creation about you is rich with variety and possibility, working in harmony with your desires. As you are able to access portions of your own being that have previously lain dormant, you come upon what seems to be a new environment, a new field of play, shall we say, in which your opportunities are greater and your needs are obvious. The meeting of such is a matter of course. And your overall development is quickened. Each entity which seeks answers to the mystery of its own being and of the mysteries of the life about it in general is a hearty pilgrim upon the path of truth and service. And moves in surer steps that offer the greater the growth. We shall transfer this contact to the one known as karma. We are those who quote.
We are those of Mkuo. And are again with this instrument, greeting H.N. love and in life. You see, my friends, the coincidences, which are in fact providences, which you experience, occur when you come into focus and your thought resonates in congruence, we correct this instrument, in congruency with the energies of higher self, angel, first density entity, second density entity, entities of the inner planes, the incredible panoply of sentient, loving life that supports each of you. Thusly, you may see the best use of these synchronicities is to become ever more in focus within yourself. What do you desire? You are here to explore that question and to experience all things desired. Yet this web of love will begin to speak to you more and more as you find ways throughout your days to bring yourself ever more clearly into focus with those deepest of your desires. We have greatly enjoyed working through the instruments in this circle of seeking this evening. And thank each of those instruments who have offered themselves to avail themselves of this contact. It has been a pleasure and a privilege to work with each of you. Before we leave this instrument, we would ask if there is any follow-up query or another query in this group that we may entertain on a short-term basis before we leave this instrument and this group. We are those at the cool.
As a channeling student, I would like to take this opportunity to query you about the experiences I had during my channeling. The first time that the energies came around to me, the feelings in my body were extremely intense. I felt extremely heavy and felt that the room was crowded and around me to such an enormous extent. I felt like a sardine in a sardine can. There was no separation between me and everybody else. Very heavy and intense. And the concepts that I was channeling seemed completely repetitive. And the only thing that seemed to unravel itself from the concept bubbles was all is one, all is one, all is one, and I couldn't feel the nuances of the concepts enough to really make anything out of that. The second time the energies came around, there was not the intensity. Things felt a lot more lax, and the the words flew out of me much clearer, and they seemed to form complete sentences and complete thoughts. And I wonder what the difference was in one channeling circle between these two different opportunities to channel, if it was my just a difference in my own mind and body over the span of a few minutes, or did the energy of the circle change, or did your energy coming into me change? Can you comment on the differences in these two opportunities?
We are those of Akuo and are aware of your query, my sister. We can indeed comment, and we'll be glad to do so. The entry into an instrument's mind and body is an art in itself, which we have long practiced, and yet which we are aware would take infinite time to perfect. Some entities are extremely sensual in their natures, and you are one of those entities, as is this instrument. Consequently, there are times when the concept which we are attempting to offer to you may well come in terms of physicality, or at least strong feelings, as opposed to the more relaxed energy of a concept bubble, which is touching less into the senses and more into the abstract. We shall, in the future, endeavor to moderate the intensity of sensual offerings in order to create more comfort for you as an instrument. However, it is often that a concept is beyond easy words, and when the energy moved to you at that first occurrence, the burden of that which we were offering indeed had to do with the collapsing of boundaries in terms of the web of love that surrounds you. It was central to that which we were offering at that precise moment to find a way to make bright and vivid in the channeling that sensation of there being no true space, that there being only the fullness of one. And we feel, my sister, that you expressed that concept in excellent words. There was no error. There was simply the process of the translation of infinite concept into finite words, which you have been studying, as have others in this circle, for some time now. There are many times when we find that that which we wish to offer is so heavily nuanced that we must move beyond words and offer images and feelings. And when that occurs, the instrument hopefully will simply say, I am feeling this, I am experiencing this. And once the initial words expressing the feelings are spoken, it is, as this instrument would say, the first olive out of the bottle, and then the rest of the concept bubble moves forward in a satisfactory manner. But it is not always that we are able to find just the most comfortable place for each instrument. And even as long as this instrument has been working with us, we continually learn more about how to collaborate with her in producing material that is hopefully of a helpful nature and will provide a resource for seekers. Consequently, the difference between the first and the second experience which you had this evening, my sister, was a faculty not so much of any change in yourself or in the circle, but in the message itself which we were attempting to offer through this circle. The energies surrounding a progression of thoughts will indeed vary according to the energy of those thoughts. And it is a work of the channel to take that which she is receiving by her senses or as concepts without sensual energies being felt, and simply express to the best of the ability that which is occurring. We congratulate you, my sister, for being able to work with a kind of intensity of the channeling that could have indeed been too intense for some. However, it is well when a channel relaxes into whatever is happening with the single goal of maintaining that tuning that enables us to make contact with you. And in that sense, we would like to mention before we leave this group the pleasure that it is to work with each of you. It is excellent simply to be able to make contact, and we congratulate the one known as Romy for being able to sense our presence and to open himself to the possibility of receiving impressions from us. The ability to do this is within each. Yet for some, especially those whose livelihood depends upon being precisely accurate with quantities and measures and science and technology, there is more of a resistance surrounding speaking that which is not known aforetimes. However, we feel that the one known as Romy continues to progress most satisfactorily, and we congratulate the one known as Romy for his courage and his perseverance. And we thank each of those who offered themselves this day. It has been a privilege and a pleasure to work with each. We would also thank this entire circle of seeking, each precious, precious being that sits here, giving up time and energy, those precious commodities upon your planet, simply to seek the truth together. You shine a light that is bright, my friends, and we thank you for the lighthouse that you are. At this time, we would leave you as we found you, in the love and in the light of the one infinite Creator. We are known to you as the principle of the cool. Adonai, my friends. Adonai, Vasu. the Barak.